Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we are continuing on to the 14th topic of Parashas Kedoshim, the Isur of Kil'ayim, three types of them. Perek Yutes, Posuk Yutes. Es chukoisai tishmoiru, behem techo lo yisar bi'a kil'ayim, sodecho lo yisizra kil'oyim, uveged kil'ayim shatnez, lo yale olecho. Es chukoisai tishmoiru is a title for the three following Yisurim. A chuk is a mitzvah that we do not understand the logic for it. Rather, Hashem said to do, and that's what we do. Es chukoisai tishmoiru, keep my chukim, the following three Yisurim. The word kil'ayim means a mixture, and the posuk describes three types of mixtures that we are not allowed to do. Number one, behem techolo yisar bi'a kil'ayim, do not mate two different species of different animals together. Number two, sodecho, loisiz rakiloim, do not plant two different types of seeds together. And number three, do not wear a beged, a clothing article that is made up of tzemer un pishtim, woven together, wool and linen. Says Rashi, es chukoisai tishmoiru, ve'elohen. In other words, this is a title to the following Yisurim. Behem decho lois arbi akilaim, v'chulei. Chukim elu gzeiras melech. This is a gzera that Hashem said, Shein tam medovo, there is no logic behind why we are not allowed to do these three isurim. Uveged kilaim lomo nemar, we have a pasuk already, in Parshas Kiseitze, telling us not to wear sha'atnez. The answer is, Lefi shenemar lo silbash sha'atnez, tzemer ufishtim yachtov. If I would only have that pasuk, I would have said, Yochoy lo ilbash gizei tzemer vanitze pishton. You may have thought, you're not allowed to wear shearings of wool and raw linen together, even though there is not connected the tzemer and the pishtim. That's what I would have thought from that posuk. Talmud loimar beged. Our posuk says only if it's woven into a beged, then it's going to be osur. But raw shears of wool and raw flax, there's no problem in putting it on together on your body. Minayin lerabois halevodim. Levodim is what we call felt. How do you make leved felt? You take shearings of wool, you soak it in water and some type of glue, some type of sticking agent, and you press it together, the water evaporates, and then it's left stuck together, and you're left with a new type of material. It wasn't combed, it wasn't spun into strings, and it wasn't woven. That is what we call felt. Rashi is telling us over here that if you made leved out of tzemer and pishtim together, that's not included in the Isur Kil'ayim. Uminayin lerabois halevodim, that they're mutter and they're not included in beged, rather they're similar to gizei tzemer and anitzei pishton. Says Rashi, how do I know that levodim are mutter? Tamud loimar sha'atneis. The word sha'atneis is made up of three words. Dovo shu shua, Tovui venuz. Shua means it's combed. Tovui, then you spin it into strings. And then nuz, and then you weave them together. Only such a beged, when done together with tzemer u'pishtim, is going to be osur. Leved, felt, is not made in that process, and therefore it's not under the isur of shatnez. V'yomer ani nuz. What does the word nuz mean? Loshen dovor animlal v'shozo zeim ze lechaboy. When you combine strings together into a single fabric, like when you weave something together, that is called nuz. I'm not sure what the Raya of Rashi is over there. You have to see the Gemara inside, how the word nazye means to connect. The Loshen Shatnei is a different pshat. It's not made up of three words, shua, tova, venuz. The literal translation, pirish menachem, machberes, tzemer, upishtim. The word shatnez means to put together, tzemer, upishtim. It's its own word, not made up of three words. Ad kan, topic 14, kil'ayim, times 3. On to topic 15, shifcho harufo, posuk chof. Ve'ish kishka ve'sisho shichvas zera. V'hi shifcho necherefes le'ish v'hovdei lo'y nivdoso. Oy chufsho lo'y nitan lo. Mikoy res tihye lo'y umesu ki lo'y chuposho. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about a Shivcho Knanis who was owned by two masters. One of the masters released her, released his part. And what happens when you release an Evet Knani or a Shivcho Knanis? They become Jewish. So now, this Shivcho Knanis is half owned by somebody, and half of her is free. In other words, she's half Jewish. So, at this stage in her life, she may not marry a fully Jewish person, because a Yid is not allowed to marry a Shivcho, and she is half a Shivcho. On the other hand, she also can't be with an Evet Knani because she is half Jewish, and a Jewish girl may not be with an Evet Knani. There is only one type of person in the world that she is allowed to be married to, and that is an Evet Ivri. An Evet Ivri is fully Jewish, so he's allowed to be married to her Jewish part, but he's also allowed to be married to her Goyish part, the Shivcho Knanis. The Torah tells us in Parashas Mishpatim that an Evet Knani is allowed to marry a Shivcho Knanis. So an Evet Knani is the only type of person that this woman, half Shivcho, half Bas Choyrin, could be married to. So this Evet Ivri went ahead and was Mekadesh, this Chatzi Shivcho, Chatzi Bas Choyrin. Is she fully Mekudeshes? No, only half of her, her Jewish half. On the Goyish half, Kiddushin is not Chal. And what happens if after the Evet Ivri was Mekadasher, she went ahead and was Mezane? We know that a regular Eshashish that's Mezane is Chayav Misa, both the Mezane, the Boyal, and the Isha. But in this case, she is not a full-fledged Eshes Ish, she is only a half an Eshes Ish. What is the Halacha? That is what our topic is coming to tell us. Ve'ish ke'yishkaves Isha shichva zera. If a man is mezane with a woman, and what is the status of this woman? V'yishivcho necherefes le'ish. She is a chatzi shivcho, chatzi bas choyrin, designated to a man. The man we're talking about over here is an Evet Ivri. This word necherefes is a unique word. It doesn't appear anywhere else in Tanakh, says Rashi. It means designated. She is half married. He was mekadosh half of her. And therefore she is designated to him. She is not completely redeemed. She is still a chatzi shivcho. That's if the redemption was done with money. Only half the money was given. Or if the redemption, if the freedom was done with a shtar, she was not given a full shtar. Only one master of the two gave her her shtar shichro. And therefore she is a chatzi shivcho, chatzi bas choyrin. Says the Pasuk, Bikoyres Tiyeh. Bezdin has to look into this. You can't just kill her as an Eshes Ish that was Mezane. Lo Yumsu, you can't kill the Mezane and the woman. Kiloy Chuposho. Being that she was not fully freed, she is a Chatzi Shivcho, the Kiddushin is only Chal halfway. Therefore, she's not a full Eshes Ish. So what does the Mezane, the man that was Mezane, this woman, have to do? Pasuk Chof Aleph. He has to bring a korban oshom from a ram. This is the fifth of the sixth ashamois we mentioned in Parshas Vayikra. Up in Parshas Vayikra we mentioned three of them. Oshom me'ilois, oshom tolui, and oshom gzelois. In Parshas Metzora we had the fourth, oshom Metzora. Here is the fifth, oshom shivcha harufa, and the sixth is waiting for us in Parshas Nosoi, Osham Nozim. Pozog Chov Beit Vechiper Olov HaKoyein Be'el Hosham Lifnei Adonai Al Chatosoi Asher Choto V'Nislach Loi Mei Chatosoi Asher Choto. And the Koyen, when he brings the Korban Osham, should be mechaper on this person in front of Hashem because of the chet that he did, and then he will be forgiven from the chet that he did, even if he did it b'mezid. That as far as the man is concerned. What about the woman? This chatzi shivcho, chatzi bas choyrin, she also did a chet. What is her punishment? Rashi will darshan from the posuk, although it's not explicit, that she is going to get malkois. Says Rashi, posuk chof, necherefes leish miyuedes umiyuchedes leish. She is designated for a man. This Evet Ivri. I don't find such a word anywhere in Tanakh. What are we talking about? She is half freed, which makes her half Jewish, and half of her is still a Shivcha Knanis. Amore says, Le'eved Ivri, she is engaged. The Eved Ivri did Kiddushin to her. He is the only one, Shemuto B'Shivcha, Hakosu Medaber, that's what the Pasuk is talking about. Ve'hovdei lo'i nivdoza p'duyo ve'ina p'duyo. She is half redeemed, half not. Ve'stam p'dyun be'kesef. Only half of her was redeemed with money. Oi, chuvsha, shtar. She was only half redeemed through a shtar. Bikoires tihye yeshal bezdin levaker esadovo. Levaker means to look into it. Shalo lechayv amiso, you can chayv amiso, ki lo yichu posho. Vein kudusheo gmurim, and it's not a full-fledged kiddushin. Therefore, neither he or she are chayv amiso. The rabbi seinu lomdu from this word bikoires, shehi bemalkois. That the woman is Chayv Malkus. Veloshen Bikoires Tihiye. Where do they learn out from? Because the word Bikoires means Tehei Bikriyo. Her punishment involves somebody reading, somebody saying something. What is that referring to? Shadayonim Amalkin, when Dayonim give Malkus. Koirin Ala Loike, they have to read the following posuk. As they're giving Malkus, im lo yisish moir laso is v'goymer v'iflo Hashem es makoisecho. That's how Chazal learned out. Bikoires tiye. She gets something that involves a kriya, namely Malkus. Tihiye, he loike. She gets the Malkus v'loihu. He does not get Malkus. All he has to do is bring a korban osham shivcha harufa. Ki loichu posho lefichoch ein chayev aleo miso. Therefore, you're not chayev miso shein kedusha o kedusha. It's not a full-fledged kiddushin. It's only half. Ho im chuvsha, but if she was completely freed, then she's a regular yid. And kedusha o kiddushin, mechayov miso, you will be chayim miso, she's a regular eshesish, if she was completely freed. V'nislach loy mechatosoy asher choto. Why does the posuk repeat itself? It says, v'chiper olav ha-koyim be'il o'osham al chatosi asher choto. What is the repetition of mechatosi asher choto? L'rabo is as amazed kishoigeg. Even if he was amazed, he knew that it was also to do. Nevertheless, a korban o'osham shivcha harufa will be mechaper. Ad kan the 15th topic regarding a shivcha harufa. On to topic number 16. The Easter, the mitzvah of orlo, the first 3 years of a fruit tree. Posuk Chav Gimel v'chi savoyu el ha'oretz untatem kol eitz machol v'araltem orlo soyez per yoy shalosh shonim yihye lochem arilim lo yeyochel. And when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you will plant fruit trees, you must stuff up its fruit. For the first 3 years, the fruit are stuffed. In other words, they're closed off. You may not eat them. Says Rashi, "V'araltem orlosoi v'atamtem atimosoi." Stuff them up. Ye otum v'nistam elehonos b'menu. You can't have. Not only can you not eat them, as the pasuk says, "Lo yochel." You can't even have hanor from it. Orlo is also banoe. Sholoi shonim yelochem areili me'emosai moinoloi. Starting from when do you count these 3 years? Says Rashi, "Mishas netiosoi." From when you plant the tree, start the count of 3 years. Yochel, you may have thought imitznioi. Let's say the fruit grew within the first 3 years. You're not allowed to eat it. You put the fruit away. You store them well. And le'achal sholosh shonim yei muto. Maybe these very fruit are muto to eat after 3 years. Tamud loymar yihiye. The pasuk says sholosh shonim yihiye lochem arelim vidarshen ba'avoyoso yehi. If it's osur, it always stays osur. The fruit itself never becomes mutter. Only the fruit that grew on the tree after 3 years, those are going to be mut. Posuk Chav Daled uvashano horeviis yihye kol piryoi kodesh hilulim ladoinoi. And on the 4th year, all its fruit will be kodesh, holy, like maisel sheni fruit. In what way is it holy? You have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it b'kedusha v'tahara. And while you're in Yerushalayim eating the fruits, you're being mehallel, you're praising Hashem for the fruits that He gave you. Says Rashi, Yehiye kol pilyoi kodesh kemaisel sheni shekosuv boi v'chol maaser ha'oret kodesh l'Hashem, as we'll see in Parshas Bechukosai. Ma maaser sheni einu nechal chutz l'choy mitz Yerushalayim elo bepidyoin, just like by fruits of maaser sheni, you may not eat it outside the walls of Yerushalayim unless you redeemed it onto money. In which case, the money becomes a maaser sheni that you bring to Yerushalayim, and now the fruits are chulim. Avzekein, so too, on the fourth year after the year of Olo, also you must eat it in Yerushalayim. You may not eat it outside Yerushalayim unless you redeemed it onto money. Bedovozeh, bringing these fruit to Yerushalayim, hilulim lashemu, it's a praise for Hashem. Shenoisei shom, you bring the fruit there to Yerushalayim, l'shabeach ulehalel lashamayim, to praise Hashem. Pozuk chovhei uvashono achamishis, toichlu es peyoy lo yisif lochem tevu asoi, ani adoino yeloi heichem. And on the fifth year, you'll eat its fruit regular, there's no kedusha to it. And just in case you're worried, so for 4 years, I'm working on this tree and I get no benefit out of it. For the first 3 years, it's also completely. And on the fourth year, I got to bring it to Yerushalayim and I special halachos. Says the Torah, don't worry about it. If you keep this halacha, you'll end up gaining a lot more. You'll get a lot more produce from the fifth year and on if you keep this mitzvah of Ola and Revai. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am trustworthy to keep my promises to repay you. Says Rashi, lo yisif lochem tevu osoy. A mitzvah azuis, shetishmeru, if you keep this mitzvah, tihiye lo hoisif lochem tevu osoy. The produce will get even more. A mitzvah, shebischoro ani mevorech lochem peiro yisanetio. I will bless the fruits and the produce that come from this tree. Hoyo Rabbi Akiva oimer, dibro toiro keneged yitzor ora. The Torah is talking keneged yitzor ora. For 4 years I'm working on this tree and I'm not getting anything out of it. You will end up gaining later on. You could trust me that I keep my promises. Ad kan topic number 16, the mitzvah of Olo and Revai. On to topic number 17 and 18, both in Posuk Chovov. Lo yisoichlu al adom, lo yisenachashu, velo yisoineinu. Says Rashi, lo yisoichlu al adom, leharbe ponim nidrash besanedrin. Many things are darshan from this isur of lo yisoichlu al adom. Rashi mentions two of the many. Number one, azoro shalo yichalmu besar kochim lifnei zrikas domim. You're not allowed to eat besar kochim before they do zrikas adam on the mizbeach. Number two, v'az horo lo'ichal mibehem aschulin terem sheteitze nafsho. You're not allowed to eat any animal shechted before it completely died. Void harbe many other drushes. On to topic number 18, lo'isenachashu v'lo'isoineinu. Says Rashi, kogoin elu, ha'menachashim bechuldo v'oifois. People that make some all types of superstitions based on a rat, or a bird that passed by them, it's a good sign, it's a bad sign. Or pita noflo mipiv, if his bread fell out of his mouth. Or itzviv sika baderech, if a deer cut him off on the way. And he makes all types of superstitions. You're not allowed to do that. V'lo yisa oineinu loshen oinois v'sho'ois, times. Sho'imel yoyim ployni yofalaschim elocho, this day is good to start a job. Sho'a ployni koshelotzeis, this hour is a bad hour to go out. All types of superstitions. It's an isur d'oraisa to do that. On to topic number 19 in Posuk Chof Zayin. Lo yisakifu pe'as roishachem, ve'lo yisashchis eis pe'as zekonecho. You're not allowed to cut off your payas of your heads, the edges, the hair at the edges of your heads, nor are you allowed to destroy, you're not allowed to destroy the edges of your beard with a razor. The loshon yisakifu, do not round up. And that is because on your forehead, there are no hairs. Behind your ear, there are no hairs. On the temples, between your forehead and the back of your ears, there is hair. Says the Torah, lo yisakifu, don't circle your head, equating your forehead and the back of your ears, and namely, cutting off the hairs in your temples, namely the payas. And do not destroy the edges of your beard. There are five specific edges, being that there's many machlokes rishonim exactly what those points are, lamaisa we're not allowed to shave anywhere on the beard with a razor. Says Rashi lo yisakifu baz roishchem. Ze a mashver person who equates tzedo'ov, the temples, that's where the payers grow. La'choyrei ozno yulopadachtoi. He equates them to behind his ears and his forehead, where there are no hairs. V'nimtzo hekef roishoi ogul soviv. He made a circle around his head that has no hair. Sha'la'choyrei oznov ikrei saroi lemalo mitzdov harbe. Behind his ears, there is no hair. There is hair behind the ear, but above, not right behind the ear, above the line of the temples. Peas zekonecho soif hazokon vegvulov, the edges of the beards and its borders. Vein chomesh, there are 5 points. Shtayim b'chol leche v'lechi, two on each cheek. Lemat lemalo itzel roish, by the head. Shu rochov v'yesh bo yishtei peyos, there are two corners over there. Exactly what the points are, I don't know. The fifth one is right by the chin, where the two cheeks meet at the chin. Anta adkan, topic number 19, talking about the pe'as, the edges of the head, the edges of the beard. Anta topic number 20 and 21 in posuk chofches. V'seret lo nefesh lo yisitenu b'v'salchem uchsoi v'eskaka. Do not scratch yourself over mourning over the dead like the goyim do. And do not make a tattoo. Ksoivis is a written kaka etched in your skin. A tattoo, do not make that in your skin. Ani Hashem. Says Rashi v'seret lo nefesh kardan kol shel amoirim. The goyim, that's what they used to do. Lois mesaltin besorom. They would scratch their skin. Kishemes lo emes. You don't do that. Uchsoivis kaka ksava mechuke, etched in writing. Veshokua, she'ino nimchak loilam, never gets erased because you put ink as you scratch it in to underneath the skin. Shemekakoi b'machat v'mashchir loilam, stays black forever. Kaka loshen v'hoika oisam v'hoikanum. Over there it means to hang somebody. What's the shaykhus to ksoivis kaka? Because how do you hang somebody? Tuichavin eitz be'oretz, you stick a plank of wood in the ground, you hang someone on that plank of wood. The plank of wood is stuck in the ground. So to over here, kaka means to be etched in, stuck in, the writing is stuck into your skin. Adkan, topics number 20 and 21, Seret lo nefesh and ksoivis kaka. And let us chazer once again, the 21 topics we did so far in Parshas Kedoshim. Topic number 1, Kedoshim tihiyu. Topic number 2, ish imoy v'oviv tirou. 3. Shabsoi Saiti Shmoiru. 4. Al Tifnu El Hoelilim. 5. The right machshovois by a korban. 6. Matnoi Sanim. 7. Monetary issues between people. 8. Loisekal El Cheresh. 9. Lifneiva Loisite Michshoil. 10. Loisasu Ovel Bamishpot. 11. Loiselech Rochil. 12. Loisamed Al Dam Riecho. 13. Loisisno Esochicho Bilvovecho. 14. The three types of Kilaim. 15. Shivcho Harufo. 16. Olo. 17. Loisoichlo al Adom. Loisoichal al Adom. 18. Loisanacha shuv loisoineinu. 19. Pas aroish, pas azokon. 20. Seret lo nefesh. 21. Ksoives ka'aka.